Welcome to the PodTech.net podcast, Master of IT podcast, sponsored by Juniper Networks. We are here with our first international Master of IT, Muhammad Islam from Pakistan. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
You're with the Interactive Group in Pakistan. Talk a little bit about what the company's doing, and obviously Pakistan is in a pretty interesting location these days, and you know, obviously technology, broadband in particular, and just network technology is growing like crazy. Talk a little bit about Interactive Group and some of the things that you're seeing out there.
Thank you very much. So, correct. Pakistan is on the right track on the network and IT right now. So, let's talk about Interactive. We are the company with the several groups integrated, provided several services to the customers. We have consulting, we have communications, we have convergence, which covers systems, networks, and security. We provide geographic information systems, applications, research and development to government, and work on safe radio, and we have our own CDMA telephone services as well. So it's altogether a group which provides lots of services to the local market.
Talk a little bit about some of the convergence you're seeing in your area, and some of the challenges you have out there in terms of protecting your networks, building your networks.
Correct. As you know, that bringing an internet in the IT industry bring more luxuries to the businesses, but of course it brings more concerns about protecting critical data and information for all the businesses. So, in Pakistan, we have lots of customers that they require the security at its maximum. Lots of financial banks out there which requires a lot of security and protecting their information. So, our job, what we are doing here, we are trying to bring the most modern technology in Pakistan and provide critical data security without losing the performance. That is our objective. And the challenges that we have is to give the customers a more concrete and more secure data network environment and infrastructure so that they can run their businesses without having any problems.
So obviously the business challenges, you're driving ahead of the curve there. Obviously, you know, internet access and connectivity is like a utility now. How has the Juniper equipment or the solutions helped you do that in that dynamic environment?
All right, correct. If you talk about Juniper have a lot of products. The most important thing that they have a complete solution. So they have a firewalls, a VPN, a SSL VPN. They have IPS, intrusion prevention system. So when we talk about the security, we need to have it take care of comprehensive. So Juniper gives us a liberty to give the customers a right and good solutions. We have everything to offer to the customers, and that is really good. The customers see the value in the product and the quality in the product. If you say, there is a lot of products, and here and how we can protect your networks using those products. So they feel comfortable with that.
Juniper is an international company. They're a multinational corporation, and you know, they're here in the U.S. and you're there. Has there been any international benefits that you've seen relative to the networks and how Juniper's kind of deployed over there? I mean, obviously, some of your requirements are a little bit different. You're more of a converged environment. Some places you have modern technology. In some cases, this may not be modern. So talk about some of the international challenges that you're seeing and how you overcame those.
Juniper's give us a more, a more ease in terms of this international changes, because Juniper has lower-end products which basically take care of SOHO kind of companies. In Pakistan, we have lots of SOHO network companies here. So they like to have a small boxes with a little price, but of course, they are not compromising with the quality and the security. So Juniper has a lower-end product as well, and if we talk about the enterprise-level boxes or enterprise-level networks, Juniper has a lot of variety on that as well. They have an IPS for large and medium-sized companies. They have an ISG, the large boxes, which basically gives a modular equipment to easy to configure and easy to add on. So, I mean, they have everything. So we are the bringing the Juniper in our solution and our product line is the main thing that Juniper has everything. They have lower end, they have medium-sized boxes, they have large-sized boxes. So that means we can target all the audience here and all the customers in Pakistan, mostly the SOHO and medium-sized enterprises.
What's it like out there right now? I mean, obviously you're bringing modern technology. Just give us a snapshot of some of the things that you're working out there in Pakistan. Obviously, I'm sure wireless is big, and people want broadband. What's the state of the market out there in terms of modern technologies, and where's the big action going on there?
Right now, the very hot topic is security in Pakistan. It's everywhere there, all around the world, but Pakistan is now bringing into the security. They are new in the security, and they want some kind of solution which is more secure and more rely on. So the customers for Pakistan are really sensitive choosing the products. They want their products to be running for like 3 years, 4 years, 10 years without having any problems. So when we were selecting the products, security products to offer to the customers, we being Juniper, and I found that Juniper that I have deployed more than 30 now, and I haven't found any problem with the Juniper. So this is the key. I mean, customer is not giving us a call for support, and we are, we are very happy with the product. Product is doing very good. So it might mean that the product do it by itself. I mean, here in Pakistan, if the product is good, without any problem, and covering all the areas that is required in the industry, it's really good, and it's really going to boom in the sale.
It's a changing environment. I can imagine the landscape out there in terms of technology and infrastructure. It's probably evolving every day.
For the last 4 years, you can say the IT is on the peak right now. You can say the IT companies are growing, the companies are bringing the IT infrastructure, they are trying to bring a modern environment in their businesses. So I see in the next year is going to be more requirement for the IT and the security, of course, because if you talk about IT, the Pakistani people, they want to have a secure IT infrastructure. So it's going to be grow. It's going to be grow, of course, large scale in the next year.
We're here with Mohammed Islam, the first Master of IT, International Master of IT, with the Interactive Convergence Group in Pakistan. And they're doing great stuff, bringing the best in modern technologies to grow the infrastructure, protect it from threats. Sounds like a great dynamic environment out there. A lot of changes, a lot of growth. Mohammed, thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you very much.
For more information on Juniper Networks, you can visit www.masterofit.net and find more about other Masters of IT and more information on how to nominate a Master of IT.